night, everyone. I have been incredibly blessed attending this conference, and man, it's just been an honor just to share this content with you and hear what the Lord had to say to us. I pray that as we travel back to our places across the nation, that the Lord definitely keeps this in our heart and allows it to grow wherever we come from. So this piece it was just finished, so I'm going to say like how we say in the church that I grew up in, pray my strength in the Lord, y'all. So here we go. Tamir Rice died a couple minutes from the house where I grew up. Race in America is like a sewer system that's backed up. No longer underground, the filth spills and the stench spreads in our streets, where black boys die each day who sound, act, talk, move, and look just like me. When we talk about disenfranchised groups, that's me and all my friends. I grew up at your outreach, church picnics, field trips, and summer camps. We heard the gospel from your leaders in the projects where we stayed. And it's from work like yours that someone like me standing here today. And as I grow in this great faith and spread the gospel to my people, and each story from my street reveals we're not created equal, and each friend I came up with falls on a shirt with RIP, as a black Christian boy in this world, is there any hope for me? When my friends ask me, where's my church now? What is my in-kind response? When event outreaches won't work, how do we hear hurt people out? When racial tension's high, how can we cross those barriers for Christ? When countries are oppressed, how can we practically stand for their lives? When our history's stained, how do we launch and rebuild what was broken? With present mistrust, how do they know Jesus' arms is open? When black people die, how can we minister to those who doubt? When Christians are martyred, when will the U.S. church get off the couch? When pastors are tired, how can we face these impossible odds? The answer always has been and will be through the power of God. Our answer's always been with him, and it has never been through us. We live inside a world we broke, and we can only breed mistrust. Pain and injustice drown the globe, and things are only getting worse. The void is closing in, but let's not forget who it is we serve. Our legacy is that we push people and lack our patience, but God. We've ruined our reputation in this tired nation, but God. We've been selfish and we turned our backs on wise instruction, but God. Every plan we had to fix things turned out good for nothing, but God. You and me breathe off of mercy. It's the reason we're still here, and our world's answers won't come out of us. They'll come straight from his will. Things are so torn and hope is so far that only he can retrieve it. Our only role is finding the right heart posture to receive it. That's our game plan. Losing prideful prayers and starting with lament. Acknowledging our corporate sins and losing our entitlement. Finding our anguish again. Letting our hearts break over the loss. Relinquishing control and taking our opinions off the cross. We pray for justice, but his justice toward us would cause us to faint. We're thankful for his character, his attributes, and his strength, that he redeems this world's mistakes and picks our pain off of the floor, gives us so much we don't deserve, and yet still lets us ask for more. So as we go to our communities and walk back in these climates, don't feel overwhelmed when and become the active hands and feet of Christ, rebuking silence. Don't feel overwhelmed when complications blast off like they're rockets. Know the God you serve is real, and he's always creating options. God bless you all.